You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, April 7th, 2016. Week 150 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
Let's get into it. Today, America's Sweetheart. Would you say it's a very prestigious title?
I would say so. Yeah. I would say you're a select few.
Yeah.
There have not been many America's Sweethearts on the Destiny Pizzas show. A lot of people have gotten Oscars. Way more
Less
Oscar winners
than America's Sweethearts.
Yes, it's a fact.
Yeah. This week, America's Sweetheart is Pa Kent himself, Kevin Costner. Can you guess Mr.
Age.
Kevin Costner's age?
All right, let's do this. Use my crazy math.
Walk us through the math while you're doing it, because I'm very curious.
This one's a hard one, because I don't actually have a reference point. I usually have a reference point of another person to go to. But now I'm just going to have to go. He's been doing movies for a while. So let's... I'm going to go with 68 years old.
Who overshot it a few years? 61.
Oh, wow. A lot. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not been around as long as I thought he was. I feel bad now. I like guessing under, not over. I like to Price is Right it.
He was voted most erotic male by the readers of the German magazine Amica in May 1998.
Okay. That's a new one.
He graduated from Villa Park High School in Villa Park, or Via Park, I don't know how to pronounce it. He also went to Cal State Fullerton, and he was a marketing major, like myself. Will I go on to be in the remake of Field of Dreams? Probably not. Will I ever get the chance to play Pa Kent in a Superman movie? Maybe.
Hey, there could be a new Pa Kent. I mean,
yeah, I could adopt him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to look any. I don't have to look white. Maybe I.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be white people.
Yeah.
I saw that alternate story where it was Mexican people adopted Superman.
His first wife, Cindy Costner, played Snow White for Disneyland.
Oh.
Damn, he's like Mr. Southern California.
Yeah.
Not just America's sweetheart, but mm-hmm. Southern California sweetheart mm-hmm. in my eyes. He was born at 9:40 p.m. Just like I was born at nighttime, too. When's his birthday? January 18th. Very close to Grant Gustin's birthday.
Yes, indeed. The two birthdays we talked about today.
Or this week.
This week, sorry.
He was chosen by People Magazine as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world.
What year?
It doesn't say.
Okay. It's like this year. It seemed odd if it.
Well, this is interesting. He turned down the leading role in War Games, which was played by Matthew Broderick, to play Alex in The Big Chill, which was, and his part was later cut out.
Weird.
He was considered for the lead in Air Force One, which eventually went to Harrison Ford. Oh,
he was going to be the president?
Yeah.
I could see that.
He had a full frontal nude scene in For the Love of the Game. Oh, but it was reportedly deleted after being met with laughter at test screenings. That's sad.
What were they going for? Not laughter.
Shocks. Gasps. Fainting. Just women fainting in the test screenings.
Look, it's not supposed to be funny. This is a really critical scene to the movie.
Do you think they tell him that?
They're like, the test screenings aren't going well.
Yeah, so remember that nude scene that you had to like psych yourself up for?
I'm sure if he asks, I'm sure they wouldn't overtly tell him.
They wouldn't
but
be
like, since it's public
laugh,
knowledge.
So we had to delete it.
I mean, yeah, I don't think they would say that outright.
Costner and Fords.
Fords.
Harrison Fords.
Oh.
Casting.
Fords?
Fords.
It's Harrison Ford?
Yeah, their casting choices have crossed paths many times before. Mm. Harrison Ford turned down the role of the Jack Ryan role in The Hunt for Red October, as did Kevin Costner. Harrison Ford instead made Presumed Innocent, and Kevin Costner made his Oscar-winning Dances with Wolves. The Jack Ryan role went to to then character actor Alec Baldwin. Oh, and then the role for president in Air Force One was actually written specifically for him. And he, Kevin Costner helped develop the film with the writer, but then he eventually passed on the film because of work delays with his futuristic The Postman. Kevin Costner called up Harrison Ford personally and offered Harrison a once-in-a-lifetime role. Harrison Ford accepted the role and has always thanked Kevin Costner in interviews for his kind gesture. Air Force One went on to become one of the highest-grossing films of all time. He's a member of Delta Chi fraternity, along with G.D. Spradlin and Ashton Kutcher. Sioux Nation gave Kevin Costner a tract of land after making Dances with Wolves, and he built a golf course on the land. That seems a little disrespectful.
Yeah.
He starred in two films about JFK, but hasn't played Kennedy. The two films were JFK and 13 Days. Oh, wow. Before hitting it big in the acting business, Kevin worked as a skipper on the ride The Jungle Cruise at Disneyland.
Oh, is that where he met his wife, Snow White?
It must have been. Because they got married pretty early on. They got married in 1978. So he was 23. Yeah, 23. Damn. What a mistake, man. they were married from 1978 to 1994.
That's a long time.
Not too bad. For his entire career, he has purposely avoided doing sequels to his films. So far, he is one of the few blockbuster stars to never come back for a sequel. That's not true anymore. He co-owns the Midnight Star Casino in Deadwood, South Dakota, which displays some of his movie memorabilia. He owns a 165-acre ranch outside of Aspen. He supports Arsenal Football Club, and in 2003, he was working in London and decided to go to a game, only to find out Arsenal were playing away from home. So he booked a private helicopter to take him to the match 160 miles away. He has played at the Celebrity Golf Tournament, Pebble Beach, California, every year starting from 1996. He joined Sylvester Stallone, Prince, Roberto Benigni, William Shatner, and Tom Green as being the only actors to direct themselves in performances that would win them a Razzie Award for Worst Actor.
That's not a good thing.
No. His favorite movies are long epics with a lot of stories. His favorite genre is Western. He turned down the role of Bill in Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill,
wow,
Volume 1 and 2, to direct Open Range instead. He has done more baseball-themed films than any other actor, except for Dennis Haysbert, who played Pedro Serrano in three Major League movies, as well as being in Mr. Baseball. He goes to Omaha, Nebraska during the summer for the College World Series if Cal State Fullerton qualifies for the tournament. Mm. Good on him, man.
Nice.
He supported Bill Clinton in the 1992 and 1996 elections. He was once a bus driver for Tours to the Stars Hollywood Homes. Costner is frequently cited as a celebrity Republican, although he no longer is. He did socialize and golf with George Bush, and in 1992, the Bush re-election campaign leaked word that he would appear in a commercial for the president. Costner, then a registered Republican, had no intention of aiding Bush, according to a close associate. He was a Clinton supporter. "We had to tell the Bush campaign to stop saying he was going to do ads," the association says. Before the 1996 election, Costner switched his registration to independent. He gave $5,000 to the Democratic Party and attended the DNC. Still, he continues to receive invitations to GOP fundraisers, and in February 1999, the New York Times referred to him as a Republican. "He's not a particularly political guy," says the associate.
I did that one movie, Swing Vote.
Yeah. He graduated from the same college as Gilbert J. Menchaca. I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
No.
You know he was a former fashion model?
No, did not know that.
He was considered for the role of General Monroe in The Fifth Element. Is that Bruce Willis's role?
I haven't seen the movie.
I know. He turned down the role, the part of Adam Gibson in The Sixth Day because of family commitments. The role later went to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a skilled equestrian. He was considered for the part of Lester Burman or Burnham in American Beauty, but Kevin Spacey, who went on to win Best Actor for his performance, was cast instead. He's in a country rock band called Kevin Costner and Modern West. He has founded with his brother Dan the Costner Industries Nevada Corporation in Carson City. This company produces a liquid centrifugal separator used to clean up the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. I think that's it.
All right.
There's like a lot more facts about him.
He's lived a long, interesting life.
Yeah. He's appeared in two films with Sean Connery, The Untouchables and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. And both of Connery's roles in those films were played on television by John Rhys-Davies. So there's a little fact. I dig him, though, because he went to the same school as I did. And I had hoped that he would be my commencement speaker, but he's not. Instead, I get some Telemundo news correspondent.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, because it's my major, man.
Yeah.
I can say I graduated from the same school and say I'm on the same track as Kevin Costner. I'm a little past my prime because he got married at 23.
Yeah,
I'm
you
got
to go to the Jungle Cruise.
I'm a great skipper on that ride. If you go on that ride with me at Disneyland, you're guaranteed a good time. Mainly because I will perform sexual acts.
On the Jungle Cruise.
If you're not satisfied with my jokes.
It's like, I got to go steep down to that level. Yeah. I'll do it. We want to do what movie we want to see.
Yeah, what movie? What are some of your favorite movies with him, though? I think Untouchables is my favorite movie.
I love Field of Dreams. I love actually all like his baseball roles. All his baseball movies.
McFarland USA, do you like that one?
I like that one, yeah. Yeah.
I think he's the best part in Man of Steel. I will say that.
I don't know. I like Russell Crowe more.
Oh, yeah. Personally. I forgot about him. Yeah.
Personally, just like if you just the first 20 minutes of that movie, just him on Krypton.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's like that's an awesome movie in and of itself.
Out of Krypton, he's the best Earth character.
The best Earth character. Okay, I may give you that. I actually like Waterworld. I know a lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't like it. I liked him in Waterworld.
I liked Waterworld. He's done so much stuff.
For the Love of the Game?
Yeah. Love that movie.
Bull Durham.
Mm-hmm.
I like The Untouchables a lot.
JFK. I liked him in JFK too. It's a long movie though. Yeah. It's a long movie.
Yeah. So what kind of movie? You're in charge of his life.
I would either want to see him do another baseball movie where he plays a manager maybe because he's up there now. He can't really be a player anymore. I don't know exactly what story.
I have the
story,
perfect movie for him.
But the other one I would do is, I know he doesn't do sequels, but Waterworld 2. And then you just do it like a Mad Max movie, but like on the ocean.
Oh, shit.
You like totally do like the same thing, almost the same
like
thing.
Fury
as
Fury Road.
Like, yeah, like Fury Road, but it's like now it's like with boats and stuff.
I'd like to see him and Mel Gibson in a post-apocalyptic world movie.
Yeah. They do a crossover between those two. Yeah. You know, the worlds don't really mesh, but I guess they could if you say on one side of the earth it's like all ocean. One side of the earth is all desert somehow.
My movie that I want to see him in is they're making a Jungle Cruise movie.
Oh, yeah, they are with The Rock.
Yeah. I want to see him in that movie.
That would be awesome. Go back to his roots, man.
Yeah.
Go back to your roots.
Dude, that Jungle Cruise skipper, I think that's like the key to success. John Lasseter was a skipper. Mm-hmm. I want to find a list of like people who were skippers on that ride.
Really?
Because I think I might need to apply for a job, dude.
There may be a path.
Yeah. From what
I like your chops, like, kid.
What it seems like when you're on the ride, a lot of them hate it.
Yeah, that's.
But I think there's a key there to some success later in life.
Yeah, that propels you somewhere, pushes you. Hmm.
And that ride's reopening on my birthday. Is that a sign or what,
whoa,
dude?
Whoa.
That's not Destiny Pizza's. Yeah, I don't know what
you
it
may
is.
Need to, you may need to give them a call.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? No, because they offer a breakfast. It's really expensive. But you go to the park super early. You get breakfast.
Yeah.
And then you get to be the skipper on the ride.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's like $300 or $400.
Whoa. That's a lot more than I thought. Wow.
I would pay it if I had someone to do it with.
That includes the food. And
that includes the food.
Okay.
And you get to be the skipper, bro.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty, like, do they do a background check or they let any crazy person do be the skipper?
Well, it's on a track, I think.
I know, but you could, like...
How much damage could you do on that boat?
True. True.
It's on a track.
It's true. I don't know. What if you screw something up? I don't know.
I think that's probably what you're paying for. A lot of that is probably just insurance.
I think so. They're like, in case you screw up, it's not our fault.
Yeah. So yeah, I'd love to see him on the Jungle Cruise.
That would be great.
Now for This Week in Movies in the Now. This week, Before I Wake, The Boss and Hardcore Henry are opening. So we're going to watch those trailers in that order. Wait, did I say The Boss? Or Before I Wake, The Boss and Hardcore Henry. So first up is Before I Wake, which is a horror movie with Kate Bosworth and Thomas Jane. Oh, I remember this.
Why are there a lot of movies where, like, people get kids?
Isn't this the one with the kid who's dead? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've seen this. This already came out, didn't it?
Nope.
Oh, we just talked about the trailer already.
Yeah, we saw the trailer a long time ago.
This is creepy.
Yeah, because the kid is dead.
The kid be dead, so the other kid be like, why the kid be dead?
Wait, let me check.
We saw. Why would we watch this trailer?
We saw it before a movie.
Oh, is that why? And so the butterfly, so when the kid dreams, stuff happens.
Because it says 2015. And then they make their kid. The release date says April 8, 2016 here.
Maybe it released somewhere else.
Maybe it was pushed back.
But then he wakes up and then all the stuff.
Oh, it was originally
goes
scheduled
away.
For May 8, 2015.
Oh, they pushed it.
Then pushed it back to September 25th and then pulled from schedule because the company was filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, okay. And then they're like, let's release it.
Yeah.
So pretty much anytime he sleeps, crazy stuff happens.
Yeah, his like nightmares or dreams turn into a reality. Until he wakes up.
Yeah, so I think they need to like get him some therapy. Big butterfly theme too.
Yeah, he likes butterflies. Never look under the bed.
Don't do that, kid, man. That's the number one rule of these movies. Guess he doesn't know he's in a movie, but it's creepy that he wakes up and it's still happening.
Yeah. This is very like it reminds me of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
But, like, there is no Freddy Krueger. It's just,
I
like,
feel like in horror movies, it's a big theme. Like, don't adopt kids. I feel like anytime in a horror movie, they adopt a kid.
Yeah. Doesn't Bad News Bears.
Doesn't really turn out good.
Next up is a movie that's just as horrifying, The Boss, which I thought was about me, but...
Is it about Bruce?
No. Who's it's Megan... What's her name? The chick. The lady.
Megan Fox?
McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
She's the boss. I think she's a billionaire in this. I believe so.
Yeah, who gives like motivational speeches. And then she's like poor.
Kristen Bell is in the movie, apparently.
That guy looks familiar too.
He's in a bunch of stuff. Can't quite pinpoint it. Oh, she does not have money, apparently. So she has. She now she's poor.
This is a comedic version of Joy.
Less no joy. Physical comedy happening.
Slapstick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real business skills. We want some good recruits. Get in there, go for the aggressive girls.
I feel kind of sweaty and scared.
It's just the coffee kicking in. Oh, you know what? Oh, I may have switched them. I put a little splash of bourbon in mine.
Kids and alcohol.
Drinking.
Yeah.
My partner, and I don't mean partner, like girl stuff.
What's girl on girl stuff?
Something you're going to dabble with in college, but not stick with,
not,
you know?
Don't tell.
Unless you're Hannah. I think it's going to fit you like a glove. Okay, Crystal, what do we say if somebody doesn't want to buy?
Batman brownies, or I'll kill you.
Don't say that, Crystal.
The movie went in a very different direction than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
Very odd title, it seems to me.
I feel very insecure right before my date. Don't. If you could hear these sad basset hounds,
they'd be saying, Claire, put us above
that's
your
not
waist.
What we're designed.
Please don't zip me up in your jeans.
Let me see this. Claire, it's like Geppetto.
Are we in a slump, Mike? Last up is Hardcore Henry.
Yeah, this movie's getting really good reviews, I saw, on the internets.
That was pretty divisive, though.
Really?
Like, divisive. Decisive.
Well, it makes people sick, right?
Yeah.
But it's I like the concept of it. It's just a POV movie. Seems really interesting.
It's like POV meets, like, Crank or something.
Yeah. Do you think they pay the guy who plays Henry less because you don't really...
Because you don't see his face? Yeah. But I think he talks.
Oh, okay. Or do you think there's, like, different people? His arms are different people? You think it's like a voiceover?
Oh, he can't talk.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't talk.
This movie looks so much fun.
Yeah. Definitely looks like really cool action, for sure.
Gravity.
Yeah, it looks like you're playing like James Bond.
Yeah. Whoa, helping me.
Just some of that stuff looks so crazy. Like,
yeah, like how do they film that?
I know.
Sonic Man, how are you?
We got Tim Roth.
Yeah. And one of the weirdos from Matrix 2.
Whoa.
This one looks like so much fun. And I'm not just saying that because we have a friend that worked on it, but I believe it. How long do you think the runtime is?
Hour 40 minutes. What is it? What does it say?
Let's find out. 135 minutes.
Well,
damn.
There you go. Yeah, I knew it couldn't be like... over 2 hours of that would be crazy. Seems just a little intense. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I think I could handle it for that long.
Let's talk about some trailers.
I saw The Killing Joke, the animated film. Mm-hmm. They did a little preview of it. It was like a 10-minute thing, and they were just talking to like the creators and the voice actors a little bit. It was just a cool feature. It pretty much gave you, it was pretty much like a trailer where like cut, you saw like a lot of clips from it, and looks pretty sweet. They got all the same people, well, pretty much same people. They got the same Batgirl, Batman, and Joker from the animated series. And then the Commissioner Gordon is, I don't think it's the same guy from the original, but it's the guy who plays the devil in...
yeah, in Reaper.
Reaper, that guy. I forget his name.
He's also Robin Scherbatsky's dad.
Yes. He's in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Ton of character type roles. But yeah, it looks really cool. It looks like they're pretty faithful to the comic in what they're doing. And they say they didn't... They, like, stayed true to the comic, and they don't really care... They don't know what rating they're going to get. Mm-hmm. They just did it as true to the comic as they could, and if they, like... Nowadays, they have no idea. Like, yeah. It's not like they cuss in that or anything. So it's all about based on content.
Because so. I think there's a scene where, I can't remember if it's this one or Dark Knight Returns,
mm-hmm.
where the Joker gets like a battering. No, it's Dark Knight Returns. But Joker gets a battering to the eye.
Yeah. And that was PG-13, right?
No, I think it was R.
Was that movie R? Batman Returns?
No, Dark Knight Returns.
Dark Knight Returns? Yeah. Both parts were R?
I believe so.
Oh, wow. It's crazy. Yeah. So they didn't put any restrictions on them. So they're doing. Whatever it ends up being. But, yeah, it looks really good. I'm glad all those people are teaming back up. So it's cool to get a break from, like, that continuity of the new universe, and they just do it with straight-up one-off Killing Joke story. Yeah, it just looks really, really good.
How many parents do you think are going to buy this for their kid not knowing
it's Batman? I think it's called...
Like, thinking it's a Batman thing, but not knowing it's, like, for adults.
I think they'll know. Yeah. I think they'll label it properly, like... The same way in which you know The Dark Knight Returns.
It's pretty grown up.
I think you'll know by...
I don't know, it's a cartoon. Batman cartoon.
I don't know. Parents are dumb, so... But some parents will complain about it. But, like, these things have been... They've been releasing them, like... So... I think those voices are a lot quieter than... They're like, if you're too stupid, it's on you.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be that ignorant, then.
I saw some trailers before mm-hmm. Zootopia. Yes. I can't remember all of them, but I remember one mm-hmm. of them was Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know there's an Angry Birds movie coming out?
I vaguely remember hearing about it. Isn't it a lot of famous voices, probably?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this one bird. It's the red bird, and he's very angry, mm-hmm. and all the other birds are happy.
Oh, I thought all Angry Birds. I never played Angry Birds either, so that's
You never played Angry Birds?
No.
Wow.
Never played it. I just know you try to hit hogs or...
Yeah, they're pigs. They're green pigs.
Yeah.
So it's this... Bird
but in angry. The game, are the birds all of them angry?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Does he rally around the other birds to get angry?
I think so. Because, so what happens from the trailer, from what mm-hmm. I surmise from the trailer,
mm-hmm.
it's this one bird who's angry, everyone else is happy, that lives on this island.
Mm-hmm.
And then these pigs come, and they try to be hospitable, or they send him to like anger management. Then these pigs come, and he's like, mm-hmm. can't you guys see what's happening here? Like, the pigs want our eggs,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to wipe us out.
Yeah.
And then they have to
they
go.
They don't believe him.
They don't believe him, so he like rallies a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to this bald eagle, because in the game, you could pay like $1 and you get 10 of these bald eagles, and it's like an automatic win.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bald eagle's not as good as they thought he would be.
Mm.
And there's a funny scene in there where it involves piss, which I was like, this is pretty funny. I am a child.
Apparently. You're vomiting and piss. Yeah. Like, that's how you get the jokes.
No, I laughed at a duty joke from Ice Age.
Oh, wow.
So... I have no shame in that. I will tell you. I love poop right. jokes. I think poop jokes are really funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, like, they have to try to do something. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know how they're going to make this into a two-hour movie or whatever. Yeah.
And it's hard to make a game into a movie.
Yeah, a mobile game.
Yeah, a mobile game. Exactly.
Then there was Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life. And that's... Andy Daly is in this movie. He's in a lot of stuff. A lot of people in this. I think Ed Helms is in this movie
mm-hmm.
as the dad. And it reminded me of Max Keeble's Big Move.
It sounds like that. What's my horrible, no good, rotten day or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, the title seems similar-ish.
Something like that. Or what is it? Like a Nerd's Guide to Surviving Middle School or whatever?
Yeah.
That Disney one?
Something like that. It's not that, but similar title.
Oh, it's definitely not that. That's a horrible name. That's
a dumb title, but something like that.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yes.
Not that bad.
Is that with Owen Wilson? Or is that a different movie,
too?
I think there's an Owen Wilson where
I saw a picture of young Donald Trump, and I think if they ever made a movie on Donald Trump, Owen Wilson would have to play him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Hmm. Look at a picture of, like, Donald Trump from, like, the
80s. I don't think I've seen a
the 80s.
Donald Trump
image. It's pretty crazy. So, yeah, middle school, the worst years of my life. Remind me a lot of Max Keeble's Big Move, which is a movie probably no one remembers.
That's why they make another one, because they're like, kids don't know that old one.
It's about this kid who keeps getting suspended from school, so they send him to this middle school, and there's, like, a lot of rules at this middle school, because it's a new principal, and he goes out to break, like,
every rule.
Every rule to drive this principal crazy. So it's, like, no post-it notes, no drawing in class, no this, no that. So he tries to break all of them. So that's that. And Ice Age Collision Course is what looks like the last Ice Age movie, I think, because it has to do with...
Is Drake in this one?
I don't think so.
No.
No Drake or Nicki Minaj.
Oh, but then I don't know what happens in the story. They must die, I assume, in my head, but they probably don't.
I don't think so. But in this one, like, asteroids are coming towards Earth. So I think this has to be, like, the last one, right?
You think they all die at the end?
They should. But it looks like they survive, because it looks like the asteroid...
Well, this is all Ray Romano does, right?
Vinyl?
No, oh, okay. This is all... No, they all do
Queen
stuff.
Latifah.
Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo.
He's in a bunch of stuff.
What's the other guy's name?
John Wick. He's made Dennis Spider-Man. Leary. Yeah, Dennis Leary. He's Spider-Man. Gwen Stacy's dad.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't tell you. I thought it was going to take place in space.
Just asteroids are coming down?
Yeah.
You see the squirrel, I assume?
Yeah. And then, like, there's, like, this weird crystal world after all the asteroids start hitting Earth. Mm-hmm. And, like, they think this, like, guy is, like, their hope to find them. It was weird. It's like survive.
Huh.
It's really strange. Like this yogi guy.
I feel like that's the concept of all of them. It's like the meltdown. Yeah. It's like they're melting. And I don't know. I haven't seen any.
I haven't seen a lot. I watched the one with Peter Dinklage where he was like the baboon or chimpanzee or something.
I think I saw the one where there was like a dinosaur frozen in ice. I don't know.
Yeah, these movies aren't that good.
No.
Okay, let's move on. To nothing.
Nothing on Netflix.
Tomorrow, come back for Netflix recommendations, Freestyle Friday. Mm-hmm. Wicca, wicca. And, that's it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.